Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Lent is a season in the church year when we pause to take serious notice of our life in Christ. It is approximately the 6 weeks before Easter when we are distinctly and purposefully called to contrition and repentance of our sins, which made it necessary for Christ Jesus to suffer and die on the cross in our place. All of us are guilty of these sins, as the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 3, 22 and 23, "For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." On our own, none of us would be worthy to be in our Lord's presence, but by the grace of God and His mercy, as believers in Christ, when we reflect upon and confess our sins, God does forgive us and renew us to walk in His ways. Psalm 15. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. This psalm begins with a question pertaining to our righteousness before God. Who is worthy to dwell on his holy hill, to be included in the congregation of heaven, in the presence of the Lord God Almighty? Certainly no one I know, at least not by our own merits. Do I always walk blamelessly, or am I more likely to run to embrace the temptations of the world? Do I always speak truths about God's word, or am I more prone to idle gossip? Do I love my neighbor, really love them as another of God's creations, or do I turn a blind eye to their needs of food and friends? Do I honor and encourage my fellow Christians, or act jealously against them? Convicted. That's how I feel. But that is what God's word does sometimes, not because he hates us, but because he loves us and wants us to turn to him, to repent of our wrongdoings and trust him to make us worthy in his sight. Through our baptism, we have been made children of God, redeemed by his works, not ours. By the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we are moved to at least try to walk always in the way of the Lord and speak words pleasing to him. We are not meant to hide our faith or apologize for being Christian. About 10 years ago, a horrible tragedy took place in a town in Colorado, which shocked the country and led to deep sorrow for many of the townspeople. It was a shooting at a high school, which ended in the deaths of 12 students and one teacher. It is impossible for me to know how these people must have felt, yet my heart and prayers went out to all of them, including the shooters and their families. But in the middle of all that pain and confusion, there was one story that touched many people's hearts. With the panicked sounds of gunfire and screams nearby, there were two girls crouching together, apparently trying to hide under a table in the library, and both were praying. When the gunman approached, one girl was asked if she believed in God, to which she replied confidently, "Yes, I believe." Both girls, who confessed Christ quietly and in prayer, were shot, one fatally. It is unimaginable. But it is also an example of how steadfastly our Lord works in our lives. By the grace of God, these girls were not moved from the presence of God, even in the midst of trouble. Like all of us, these girls were not perfect, without sin. God knows we often fall down, fall way short of the glory of God. That's why we cling to the word of God and proclaim, as Paul did in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Through the gift of our faith, through confession and absolution by Jesus through our pastors in worship, we do receive forgiveness and can say boldly, "I, O Lord, shall sojourn in your tent and dwell upon your holy hill." As we consider our worship during these days of Lent, I would like to leave you with these words from the notes and prayer on today's text, written by professors and pastors and included in the Lutheran Study Bible. In regard to Psalm 15, sincerity and the righteous treatment of others, as taught in the Ten Commandments, are emphasized as the foundation to genuine worship. Sad to say, there are times that we come to worship God in an unworthy manner. For example, we may remain unreconciled with others or persist in behaviors we know to be wrong. As God's true temple and the mercy seat where full forgiveness is freely given, our Lord Jesus Christ still calls us unto Himself. Through His grace, we are made right with God and counted worthy to stand before the Father's throne. We pray. Almighty God, grant that all our worship and life may be acceptable in Your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.